I just want to hear from you the six Sanghas of Sharanagati of a disciple to Guru.
Sharanagati. Well, when they talk about Sharanagati, Rupa Goswami talks about the six limbs of Sharanagati. It's in relation to Bhagavan. Because one of the limbs is Guptatreva Varana, whatever. It says, because these limbs, that when you're talking about six limbs of surrender, you could apply. It's interesting you're asking that question, because one of the verses in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, what I saw when I was studying, that Rupa Goswami says, all these limbs of bhakti, which I mentioned, which include Sharanapati and all these things, they're directed towards Krishna, but they can also be directed towards Guru. There's actually a verse like that. So you can hear about Guru, chant about Guru, remember Guru, you can worship Guru, you can sing about Guru, you can, in all these things. You can feel the grace of Guru, the kripa, see the grace of Guru. So the six symptoms of surrender that accept everything that's favorable for Guru's seva and reject everything that's not. So that means that whatever his orders are, and what you follow them, and anything that's against his orders, you reject it. And see, Guru is my maintainer, he's maintaining my devotional position. Krishna's my maintainer because he's maintaining every living entity. Nityo nityanam, chaitanas chaitananam, eko bahunam, yo vidradati kaman. Of all the conscious living entities that are eternal, Krishna is the one living entity that's maintaining everyone. Eko bahunam, vidradati kaman. He's the one who's fulfilling everyone's desires. So Krishna's maintaining our existence, but the Guru is maintaining our spiritual existence. Because if I don't follow his teachings, and if I don't serve him, and if I make offenses and go against the teachings of the Shastras and teachings of Guru, then I'll lose my position in spiritual life. So I won't be maintained. And he'll protect me. We say that one who lives by Dharma is protected by Dharma. So the same thing. The Dharma, there's Varna Dharma and Ashram Dharma. Varna Dharma and Ashram Dharma. Then there's Atma and Sanatana Dharma. So Sanatana Dharma and Atma Dharma is taught by Guru. He teaches the Shastras to liberate the soul from material bondage. So so one of the limbs is protection. See, Krishna is my protector. So Guru is my protector. Disciples, Guru is my protector because he's protecting me from Maya. He's protecting me from rebirth. Because everybody is in Maya because they have no protection. And some devotees and some gurus instruct them. They say, if you're ever in difficulty, if you're ever in fearful situation, you should cry out to Guru. Because if Krishna can't save you, Guru can. There's verses like this. If Krishna doesn't save you, so don't disturb Krishna, he's in Leela, just cry out to Guru. That's what one guru told his disciple. But when I asked my own Gurudev, Pandit Baba, about this, I said, should we pray to Guru when we're in difficulty or in fearful situation? He said, no, you should pray to Krishna. I said, no, but he's in Leela. He said, no, but one of his Leelas is protecting his devotees. Look at Hiranyakashipu. He was doing Vishnu Smaranam. He's remembering Varahadev or Vishnu or whatever, the first avatar of the Lord who killed Hiranyaksha, the brother of Hiranyaksha, who the uncle, Prahlad's uncle, was killed by Varaha. So he was doing Vishnu Smaranam, probably Varaha Vishnu Smaranam. That was his perfection. He was saved. So then Vishnu took an extraordinary form specifically for the protection of Prahlad. So he protected him. So Krishna's our protector. But Gurudev, my Gurudev, so I'll say the same thing. Your protector is Krishna. Rake Krishna Marike. Like I was asking someone, most people say, Rake Krishna Marike, Mare Krishna Rakike. Rake Krishna, well, we say, Rake Rade Marike, Rade Marike, you know, like that. Because we see everything as Radharani. Say, Rake Krishna Marike, say, Rake, my Rake is Krishna. Rake Radha Marike, Mara Rake, you know, whatever it is, you know, the other way around. Substitute Krishna for Radharani, because she's our Ishwari. So Guru will protect us. Guru is my protector, because if I stay in his shelter, just like if I stay in his house, I'm protected from the rain. If I stay in the AC room, I'm protected from the hot. So if I stay in the shelter of Guru's lotus feet, then I'm protected. So he's my protector, he's maintaining me, because by his mercy, I'm progressing in spiritual life. And if I always remember him, that's what we said. Etat Sarvam, Narada Muni says in 7th Canto, chapter 15, verse 25. Etat Sarvam Guru Bhakti, Etat Sarvam Guru Bhakti, Purusha Yanjasa Jayat. That a Purusha, a person, can get all victory, Jayat, simply by Guru Bhakti. Etat Sarvam means all these things. And he has a long list of that, I've told you several times, in chapter 15, 7th Canto. From verses 1 to 24, he talks all about how to conquer lust, how to conquer greed, how to conquer envy, how to conquer the three modes of nature, how to conquer fear, illusion, lamentation. And then he says, he gives different ways. Then he finally says, all these things can be conquered by Guru Bhakti. So Guru Bhakti means always remembering Guru, serving Guru, praying to Guru, trying to please Guru. Guru Toshan, Hari Toshan. So Guru is my protector, Guru is my maintainer. I accept everything favorable for Guru's seva, reject everything unfavorable. And I'm always very humble before my Guru. When I remember my Guru, I humbly bow my head and fold my hands, Jai Gurudev. So I'm humble. That's one thing is Karpanya. And the other is Atma, what is the other one? Atma Navedanam. Surrender everything. So surrender everything means when we die, we have to die. When you die, you surrender everything. So when the time of death comes, then you cry out to Guru. You remember Guru, and you remember Sri Guru, and Sarup, and your Sarup, and Radharani, and your Nitya Seva, and you cry, Jai Gurudev, Jai Radharani, and you surrender. So that's Atma Nivedanam. You surrender everything. So in the six symptoms of surrender, they're in Hari Bhakti Vilas, and also Madhya Lila, chapter 22, and Sanatana Shiksha. Anukul yasya sankalpa, pratikul yasya varjanam, rakshishyatiti vishwaso, guptritve varanam tata, atmanakshepa karpanye, shadvida, sharanagati, shadvida, six forms, atmanakshepa. Atmanakshepa means full self-surrender. So atmanakshepa is like atmanavedanam. Karpanya means humility. So we covered the six limbs of Guru Bhakti. Six limbs of Sharanagati and Guru Bhakti. And generally it applies, of course, to Bhagavan. But it's in Bhakti, it's not in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. I don't think so. It's Hari Bhakti Vilas, and it's in Hari Bhakti Vilas because it was instructed to Sanatana Goswami. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Lord Chaitanya told him to write the Hari Bhakti Vilas and include all these things and more. So he included all those things and more. So the origin of the verse is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after that, I can't say probably where it comes from. Either originates from him or. Verse is, of course, Jiva Goswami is the nephew and successor, so most of his teachings are based on the teachings of Rupa and Sanatan. They're the forefathers of our Rasa Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So the first to speak it was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then to Sanatan, then later Sanatan wrote Hari Bhakti Vilas, and he included it again. Then later, still later, Jiva Goswami wrote Bhakti Sandarbha, and there it comes again. Because Jiva Goswami took initiation from Rupa, and Rupa took from Sanatan, and Sanatan took from Vidya Vachaspati. I think this is how it works. So this is the verse, Anukulyasya. Except everything is favorable for Guru Seva. So it's unfavorable if you go somewhere, if you're somewhere, and Pratikulyasya Varjanam. Varjanam means you reject. Vajanam, reject, you throw away. If you go somewhere and someone's speaking bad about your guru, then you reject that person. So this is an example of Sharanagati. Because guru is life. So if someone's speaking bad about your guru, that means they're trying to kill you. If someone's trying to kill you, yeah, go ahead, kill me. to try to fight back, defend yourself, or run away if you can. In other words, self-preservation is the first law of nature. Save yourself. So that's why it's... Generally, I've heard comments when they talk about Sadhu Sangha, Sajatya Asha Snigda. Rupa Goswami says, Sadhu Sangha, Sajatya Asha Snigda. They should be affectionate. They should be the same family. They should be Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Sajati, same jati family, Gaudiya. They should be Asha. They should have the same aspiration or hope or cherished idea. I'm a Raghunuga Bhakta. I associate with Raghunuga Bhaktas. I'm interested in Manjri Bhava. I associate with those interested in Manjri Bhava. That's Asha. Same goal. Desire, goal of attainment. But I've heard comments on this, and also I can't remember, that Sadhu Sangha means only associate with your God brothers and God sisters. Some acharyas say that. When you associate with other devotees, then you get mixed feelings. Mixed feelings, what to speak of other jatis, but other mixed feelings. Other jatis means mixed tattvas, mixed moods and mixed tattvas. And if you associate with other devotees, you may get mixed feelings or mixed... So you have to be very selective. If the person, he may be a speaker, he may be some speaker or some guru, but if he's known to be against your guru or opposed to your guru, then you should not, that's not favorable. That should be pratikalyasya varjanam, you should reject. Although the person may be a sadhu, and maybe even a guru, but if they're knowingly or outwardly against, you know it, or you've heard, then you should not hear from that person. Even the same jati, even they may be affectionate to you, and asha. But these three things are very important. Sajatya Snigdasha. Three qualifications for selecting Sadhu Sangha, Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu. So I can't recall where I read it, but I have heard teachers say that, instructor disciples, just associate with your God brothers and God sisters. Because if it's the Raghunuga Bhakti, then all the God brothers and God sisters have awareness of it and respect for the subject, and maybe following it. And they have the same cherished objective because they're the family of the guru. So that's not too many. You can associate with her. She can associate with her. That's probably going on already. We always talk about my guru with my God brothers. We always talk about our guru. It's natural. It's a family. Because why? Because individuals are attracted to a certain guru because of destiny, because of previous lives, connection possibly, continuing again in another life. Or because they're attracted to a certain kind of vibration and mood of that guru that attracts you. So all the people are attracted to the guru. The guru has the same qualities. And that 10 people are attracted, but that means all those 10 people are attracted to the same qualities, moods, and bhavas of this one guru. So that means they also share some of these qualities, moods, and bhavas, and directions. So then, if you associate with them, they become like-minded.